I know for sure that I'm never as busy as you, so I can't complain, nor can I celebrate as much. But you know, always enjoy our catch-ups with you. And to be honest, we think they should be more regular. So if I start hassling you, especially when it gets closer to Matariki, oh, mate, we're on it. Goodbye. So, you know, kia koe, kei hea a hine marama. Where are we at with the phase of the moon at the moment? Miharo, I was going to ask you about that because, you know, a lot of people had asked me to go, oh, make sure you ask him about what to do, you know, as it gets colder, you know, how do we make sure our mara grows even though it gets colder and with those changes, with the change of season and if you could plant in kore kore, because, you know, kore kore always seems to be a time where, like you said, you know, all the kōrero that you have, but also a time to sit still and do what you have to do to readjust or whatever you have to do. So it was a real cool kōrero that you brought up there. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I actually heard that whakatauke before, and you know, just really dongy. I was just like, no, I haven't, but I didn't consider because they didn't have them here in Aotearoa. I just thought because I just didn't see them. But nah, pai te rā kōrero. But when we started the show, I said, you know, we should have you on regularly, but I actually realized having you on fortnightly is actually really good because I noticed that each time we catch up to you, there's a drastic shift in the tail and or even if it's not, it just seems that way probably because some of the drastic weather we've been having. But even when we were speaking to you, yeah, it was getting cooler, but the coolness has really crept in real fast. You know, those really cool mornings and cold nights and stuff like that. So I was just thinking about that when I was recapping on what I said. I went, actually, no, we can actually see some of the massive shifts within 2 weeks within our taiao every time we catch up with you, because that sounds different to the kōrero we had from you before. So that's pretty interesting. But you were talking on manu as a tohu of a particular season. What else will we start to see? Yeah, definitely. That's so true. Just as you were talking about changes in the taiao, I was thinking about the kereru in our trees at the moment. Or one, they're hiding a little bit, but they're still really fat, and they're ready for that winter.
Mm.
sadly, us humans don't get away with the same things that kereru get away with. When we do that, we get people start to worry. We hear things from the kuia going, oh, hika ma, what's going on there? So me haro, like they're blinging lucky, those manu. Well, it's been awesome having a wānanga with you, Ricky, and always looking forward to our next wānanga and talking about e tahi tohu. I roto I te tai ao. So thank you again for coming on to Mana Taua with us, e hoa. Koia, koia. Speaking of kai, I think we might have a kereru for you, so we'll sort that out. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that on air, but I've said it. So, nā reira, e mihi ana tēnei ki a koe e hoa. Kia pai tō ahi ahi.